Good Monday morning, everybody. Well, it's morning for me. I don't know what time it is for you or when this actually goes up, because sometimes these edit out real easily. Sometimes they take forever. I don't know. But we got some box office stuff to talk about, some Spider-Man stuff, like Spider-Man 4 stuff to talk about. So let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps like, you know, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon, even. We're on there. Give us a follow if you're listening to us, and leave us a review, please. That would really help us out, especially when we're like applying for conventions and things like that. Look, people listen and like us. So yeah. And of course, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, thank you very much. Please do hit that subscribe button. That also really helps us out, tells the algorithm people like us, and that's a big benefit. Besides the podcasts like Daily Cog and the Cantina, of course, you've got the anime reactions, trailer reactions, and hey, I've been doing a lot more live streams, and you can definitely check those out. Even doing a full playthrough of Final Fantasy VII Remake before Rebirth comes out next month. I'm Kyle, by the way, at That Kyle Malone on X, formerly known as Twitter, if you do that sort of thing. And yeah, I do podcasting stuff around here, as well as occasionally write over at lrmonline.com, where you can go for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. And look, my face even pops up there every now and again. One of the great things about LRM is we cover everything, like I said, from comic books to tabletop gaming, Star Wars, hoity-toity things, Oscar bait, if you will. The celebrity interviews are great over on the LRM YouTube channel, and you could be a part of it if you wanted to be. We are looking for writers over on the website, so if you've got a passion for anything in geek, pop culture, entertainment, as you can see on your screen, if you're watching on YouTube, we cover it all. You can write Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at lrmonline.com. Throw in there LRM Online new contributor in the subject line and say, hey, I want to write about whatever, you know, wrestling, gaming, what have you. And yeah, do that. It's how I got my start. And then I was like, you know, we need some multimedia stuff, and we should start that. And so I did. And here we are. Yeah, what's going on over at LRM? A couple stories from over the weekend, end of last week. Xbox announced their Indiana Jones game, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. It's first person, which has several people thrown off. I've heard that basically they didn't want to be looked at as like an Uncharted skin, an Indiana Jones skin over Uncharted. I'm not the world's biggest Indiana Jones guy, so this one is not necessarily for me. Not that I hate Indy, I just really kind of like nothing it. Graphically, one thing I did realize is it looked a lot like better. It's better. It's obviously, you know, current generation graphics and stuff like that. But it kind of reminded me of the BioShock character designs, where there's a lot of realism, but there's also something very clearly animated around it, you know, which is not a bad thing. I really thoroughly enjoy BioShock. BioShock 2, it's got its issues, but, you know, Infinite was phenomenal. So, yeah, that's one of the things going on. And then the other thing to talk about, of course, is the Spider-Man 4. Rumors, Barside Buzz, a column that Cam Clark writes. He does the Cantina with us. Also does, if you go to the bottom of our YouTube channel, you can see Genreverse Sports. He does the soccer football podcast over on that one. And then check out Genreverse Clips too, by the way. So anyways, Cam, he's got a pretty good BS sifter, BS filter, and usually only brings the rumors and sometimes leaks that he feels are, one, not going to ruin too much for you, the audience, and two, cat, oh, hold on. You want to die? She was about to knock something out down on top of herself. Where was I? Cam writing BS filter. There you go. The bullshit filter that Cam's got. So when we have things, we're not saying, oh yeah, this is verifiably true or anything like that, but it's at least relatively interesting and most likely true. So anyways, Spider-Man 4. Cam takes this from TCC, Cosmic Circus, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's what TCC is. Yeah, Cosmic Circus. There are so many of those blogs and leaks and rumor sites out there. Sometimes the acronyms, acrostics, which one is it? Anyways, the freaking lettering I'll forget which one is which. Echoes come out. Connections to Daredevil. Daredevil's in it. We know Daredevil Born Again is being completely reworked. And we're hearing that there's going to be some connections between them, Criminal Underground, Fisk, and things like that. And one of the things is that we're hearing there's going to be a villain that's never been adapted to live action before for Spider-Man 4. And a lot of people have been, you know, wondering, you've got like Tombstone, Hammerhead, Scorpion, but Scorpion's already been on screen, but not as Scorpion. I actually think they're going to go with Mr. Negative on this one. That's where I'm thinking they're going to be heading. Mr. Negative, of course, was in comics, was video game. I think he was actually originally he wasn't originally created for the video game. I read he was after One More Day, so brand new day. Mr. Negative came about during Brand New Day before becoming a main villain in the first Spider-Man PlayStation game. Not the original Spider-Man on the first PlayStation, Marvel's Spider-Man on PS4. So that's who I think they're going to end up going with. I know the guy that did the like voice acting, and I'm fairly certain probably the mocap and stuff as well, because that's how games are done these days, for Mr. Negative wanted to, you know, play him in a live-action movie, and looks like that would work out fine. But yeah, you know, those are the types of things that you can find at lrmonline.com. And that's who I'm betting on showing up is, Mr. Negative. You guys let me know what you think in the comments below as I'm playing with my camera here. So yeah, continuing on into the weekend box office numbers as I'm trying to write down my timestamps. Weekend. It's just a weekend these days. $63 million brought in. Browser needs to be up. $63 million brought in over the weekend. Are we rounding up? Yes, we'll round up. It's 63.8. So we'll say $64 million weekend. Plus numbers, they fluctuate a little bit up and down because Monday is just an estimate. Mean Girls bringing out the top. It's in its second weekend. Had a 59% drop, which is a relatively, you know, good drop these days, especially when all your big, you know, tentpole Marvel and DC films push well over 60, 65, pushing into that 70 range. It just always sucks when your initial weekend is not all that high. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounding out the top five with Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, a new film, ISS, Night Swim, The Boys in the Boat, and Poor Things rounding out the bottom half of the top 10. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom currently sitting at just shy of $400 million worldwide. Still has not necessarily broken even. Production budget estimates on thenumbers.com, where I use, for those of you listening, this is the website that I use to grab numbers from. Says 205. I've discussed this before. I think it's probably higher than that. I think you're definitely looking closer to 250, 275. The things like the reshoots, of course, there's a marketing budget. Even if it wasn't a huge marketing budget, it does exist. I know the strikes and stuff were going on. There's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of clever ways that movies can shift production costs to make it look like a movie didn't cost as much as it necessarily did. I'm not saying that's what happened, but, you know, history tends to repeat itself, especially business history. So I wouldn't be surprised if this movie definitely did cost closer to that, like I said, $250-$275 range, which would mean it's losing money. It's still losing money. Even at $205, it's likely losing money. Is it losing $100 million? No, but it's losing money, and that really sucks. It sucks for theaters, especially, you know. They're the ones that rely on butts in seats to pay their employees and to keep the theater open. So
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
We'll see what the year brings with us. It's not going to be all that great. I've been looking at some things for the year of 2024, and we know a lot of movies got pushed back on production because of. Let me get this bright light out of my face. We know a lot of movies pushed back from 2024. Either further into 24 or into 25, 26 because of the writers and actors strikes we had last year, amongst lots of story issues for things in Marvel, you know, whole things having to be rewritten. Page One, Daredevil, Blade, it may as well be Captain America, Brave New World as well, as much has changed and reshot for that. But the problem is there's not going to be a lot of movies. So late last year, Deadline wrote that they had that the domestic market had about 124 wide theatrical releases of over 1,000 screens. The numbers has it more at 150. Okay. Deadline says there's going to be about 107 wide releases this year, and the numbers doesn't separate necessarily wide from limited, so that is something to keep in mind. And that, you know, schedules will continue to shift this year. There's still going to be things that are supposed to release this year, I think, that will get pushed further back into 25. But Deadline's got 107. Meanwhile, we're looking at about 92, according to the numbers count. Regardless, we're looking at about a well over 100, you know, let's say between 120 and 150 for last year. And we're looking at between like 90 and like 110 for this year. That could be a big difference, especially when only one of those movies is the only one of those movies is an MCU movie. There is no Star Wars movie. There hasn't been for a while. I understand that. But and even DC, like, yeah, they've got Joker Part 2 coming out, but their biggest movies, and I know the first one was big, but do you guys really think this one is going to be as big? I don't know. Maybe it will. But you still don't have all those other films to help feed money into the entertainment coffers, if you will. And man, guys, I told you earlier this year, at the end of last year, that we might actually see another dip in box office take year over year. We've definitely been climbing since the dramatic drop when the pandemic started in 2020. But I would not be surprised if we dip back down below $8 billion this year. It's not uncommon to have small dips. If you guys look in between movie releases, like your Iron Man, Avengers movies and things like that, you sometimes see these dips. You know, freaking 2018 to 2019, Endgame, biggest movie in freaking forever, right? We still had a relative dip between 2018 to 2019. So it's not uncommon, but in a year or in the years following the pandemic where we haven't even recovered where we were at before the pandemic, having a dip could be disastrous. And how big of a dip? You know, when you look at past years, let's say between 2016's 11.2, 2017 brought in 10.9, 2018 brought in 11.9, 2019 brought in 11.2. The dips aren't always that dramatic. If we have nearly $1 billion difference, that's pretty dramatic. We haven't had a dip like that in a while. Even the difference between 2009 and then you had 2 years with lower returns, a high of 10.6 to a low in 2011 of 10.1. So it's going to be a bumpy ride for theaters. And I know a lot of people, oh, Kyle, you know, they need to make better stuff. I agree. Theaters will be okay. No, they won't. My biggest fear is seeing theaters become a niche thing, and not just niche, but like something that the average person is priced out, where everything's a premium experience in the theaters. And while it's great to have premium experiences for theaters, that's what everything is going to, though, because that's the way the theater can try to make some of its money back by charging people for more stuff, offering, you know, food, booze, whatnot. But we're losing the happy medium where there's still just the screening room, a tub of popcorn and a drink, and you go in and you watch your movie. I don't want to see that lost. It's loss of jobs. It's loss of local businesses. Not every theater is a big chain. And then there's, of course, even when you do have chains out there, there are franchisees, you know, people that are running from a small business, a theater or restaurant or whatnot that, yeah, has a big corporate overlord, but they themselves are small, local, maybe regional business. These are all things that I'm thinking about. Plus, like I've said before, I want to be entertained. I don't want to sit at home bored. I want to be entertained. And in order to do that, somebody has to make something entertaining, and it costs money to do such a thing. It costs money to make stuff, right? So I'm simping for myself. Hopefully this year it surprises us, and movies, even though there's going to be less of them and less Marvel things and less, well, again, hasn't been any Star Wars, but less Marvel, less DC, less everything. Maybe it'll surprise us and more people will actually go to the theaters, though, to see films they wouldn't have normally seen. That $10 you would have spent to see a Marvel or DC or Star Wars film, maybe you see a comedy or a drama or a horror movie instead. Maybe, hopefully. But you guys let me know what your thoughts of the weekend box office, annual box office, and all of that were in the comments below. I managed to do this episode relatively easily. Not too many issues getting started, and it looks like we're going to be coming in under 20 minutes. So please do take a moment, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching us. It's one of the best ways to consume all of our content, because not only do you get the podcasts that are available on Amazon and Apple and Spotify and whatnot, you also get the trailer reactions, game streams, anime reactions and things like that. LRMonline.com. If you want to write for us, Michael@LRMonline.com. MICHAEL@LRMonline.com. Come tell us what your passions are. Share your passions with an audience. We've been around for over 20 years, so definitely something fun to do. I am having the scout yell bonk in my ear constantly, so I'm going to have to check that phone. And with that, I hope to see you guys next time. Bye.